This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Right Honorable Theresa May, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, is abroad today in Salzburg, Austria, for meetings with other European Union leaders who will, come March 29th next, be the Prime Minister's former colleagues in the EU once Brexit actually gets done on that deadline day. May's trying to catch a break, honestly, on the terms of Britain's departure from the EU, because back home, opposition seems to be growing amid near daily reports of the dire consequences of leaving the European Union without the right kind of trade deal, fears of gridlock at the ports and food and medical shortages. Brexit supporters, though, say frictionless trade with the EU is absolutely possible post-Brexit. They point to the port of Felixstowe on the east coast of England, whence Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This is Britain's biggest and busiest container port. Around the clock, giant gantry cranes are at work on the dockside, lifting the steel boxes off the ships and dropping them onto the waiting trailers. $100 billion worth of goods flow in and out of this port every year, from and to the rest of the world. And yet there's not a single customs official in sight.
92% of all containers being landed are customs cleared before they actually hit the dry land. They're customs cleared on the vessel when they come in.
Steve Lamb of Maritime Cargo Processing. He's on the other side of Felixstowe in a converted chapel. The hush is almost church-like as he and a handful of staff sit at computer terminals, transferring data between the port, customs, police, freight and transportation companies.
It is entirely digital, works seamlessly, and as you can hear, it works perfectly because there's no phones going, there's no noise. Everything works like a Swiss watch.
Customs can assess the cargoes and levy their duties electronically before docking. Police and other authorities can take a look too. As a result, only a tiny fraction of the containers are stopped and opened for inspection at the port. There is, says Jason Flower of the Port Users Association, rarely any delay.
Cargo is automatically cleared, and as soon as a container lands, it can be on its way.
And he says, in principle and with planning, British ports should not clog up after Brexit.
If there's a computer system in place, for example, the same as the computer system in Felixstowe, and the paperwork can go into that system as efficiently as it does into Felixstowe, then it will just flow.
Member of the European Parliament for this area and staunch Brexiter David Campbell Bannerman says that Felixstowe proves his point. The predictions of 30-mile traffic jams at the ports causing food and medical shortages are ridiculous fear-mongering, akin to the Y2K computer scare at the turn of the century.
It's a bit like the Millennium Bug, all of this. They said the planes would fall out of the sky at, you know, the stroke of midnight then. It's not going to happen. Heaven's sake, most of the trade, as Felix so well shows, you know, coming from outside the EU, is handled very efficiently and very effectively.
But those who want to stay in the EU, Remainers, point to a different port in response. 60 miles to the south, a ferry edges through the fog into the port of Dover. Most of the food arriving from continental Europe into Britain comes via this route, by truck, not container. While Britain remains in the EU, this traffic flows freely without customs declarations. The Felixstowe model just wouldn't work here, says pro-Remain commentator Jonathan Liss. The ferry crossing from France to Dover is too short for full electronic customs clearance while sailing. And there isn't the space at the port for even a small percentage of the trucks to park for inspection.
We used to have gridlock, and then the supermarkets wouldn't get their food, companies wouldn't get the goods that they need for their just-in-time manufacturing. So Dover, you cannot possibly compare Dover with Felixstowe.
Back in Felixstowe, Steve Lamb is unashamedly upbeat about Brexit. His company is now working on a cargo handling system designed specifically for Dover.
I believe every challenge presents an opportunity. I've got many friends in the freight forwarding business and some who voted Remain, but they've embraced the challenge ahead and they're confident that they will thrive through the other side of this.
Most of Felixstowe's trade is with countries outside the EU, so this port is perhaps understandably more relaxed about leaving the bloc. In Felixstowe, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.